Well, good evening, everyone. We're going to commence our prayer meeting tonight with a favourite hymn or two. Somebody got a favourite you'd like to sing? Shout out the number, please. 339 in your hymn book. 339 in your hymn book. 339 on the page 313. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I'll never forget. After I wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Saviour, I met. Hymn number 339. We'll sing the first and the last verse. Verses 1 and 3. We'll just keep our seats while we sing of 339. Favourite 277 in your hymn book. 277, 277 on the page 288. Great old gospel hymn. On the golden streets of heaven, all men hope to walk someday, yet so many are not willing to accept the living way. We'll sing the first and the second verse. Verses 1 and 2. 277, keeping our seats while we sing.
Bye.
favourite? 304 in your hymn book. 304 in your hymn book. 304. We are never, never weary of the grand old song, Glory to God, Hallelujah. We can sing as loud as ever with our faith more strong, Glory to God, Hallelujah. We'll sing the first and the third verse. Verses 1 and 3, along with the chorus, just remaining seated. 304, a great hymn of testimony and hope of the believer. To 309 for opening hymn this evening. 309, a wonderful hymn of testimony. Thou hast snapped my fetters, thou hast made me free. Liberty and gladness I have found in thee. Liberty from bondage and from my weary load. Satan's slave no longer, now a child of God. We'll stand as we sing. You're singing well there in those opening hymns. Let us keep it up and sing it out heartily unto the Lord. 309, the hymn we'll sing through in its entirety. We'll stand as we sing.
Lord.
privileges, commit our meeting to the Lord in prayer. Let us all pray. Our loving God, our gracious Father in heaven, we thank thee that this evening hour finds us here in the house of the Lord and in the place where prayer is wont to be made. Realize, O God, it is because of thy great mercy and love and grace and kindness toward us and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer, that we gather here tonight in this fashion. And we thank thee, O God, for Christ, the Lamb of God, how he will be the theme of our praise for all of eternity in heaven. Truly, Lord, in heaven, for all of eternity, we'll be able to sing, glory, glory to the Lamb. We thank that Christ was a Lamb without blemish, without spot. We thank thee, Heavenly Father, that he is the altogether lovely one, who did no sin, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. And Father, we thank thee, O God, that he died an atoning death for us. He paid the price of our redemption in full. And Father, we thank thee for that once for all sacrifice for sin. And we rejoice tonight as thy people in the joy and the knowledge of sins forgiven, our sins washed away, cast into the sea of thy forgetfulness, never to be remembered against us anymore. And Father, we can rejoice tonight and as thy people in pardon, in peace, O God, with thee, and in the blessed assurance of life everlasting in heaven one day. And O God, our Father, we just thank that Christ has died for us, that he rose again, and that he is alive forevermore, and that he is our great high priest in heaven's glory, the one who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And Father, we thank thee that he intercedes for us, and that we are accepted in the beloved, that we can come to thee in prayer and in praise and in worship and in service. And O God, we thank thee that all these sacrifices that we offer up as the people of God, that they are accepted in and through the person and through the work of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. And O God, we pray that thou would just bless our coming together here tonight. We realize it is the presence of the Lord that makes the feast. And Father, we pray that thou will just abide with us. Draw very near tonight, Lord. Cleanse our hearts afresh, Lord. Prepare our hearts to meet with thee tonight, to hear what God the Lord would say. And Lord, bless us each one around the throne of grace and prayer. We thank thee for all who have been able to gather tonight. We pray that thou would bless every head bowed before thee, O God. Bless every family and household represented. Meet the need of all our hearts and our homes and lives and families, we pray. And Father, we pray, O God, our Father, that thou would bless our family circles and that thou would unite them all in the Lord. Do remember, Lord, those unable to join with us tonight because of age or sickness and infirmity. The Lord bless them, minister to them, and may they know the grace and the strength of God. Others who cannot be here because of other works of necessity and mercy, we pray that thou would bless them and encourage them. And others, Lord, from our fellowship and holiday at this time, O God, may they know thy refreshing and protecting hand upon them in their going out and in their coming in. Again, Lord, we thank thee for the children's meeting tonight in Tresna and for the recommencement, Lord, of the children's meetings this week. And we pray for thy blessing upon the word sown there tonight. And we pray that thou would bless that meeting throughout this term, and that many children will gather to hear the word of God, and that many will come to know the Lord as their Savior. We think of the meeting planned for Lisbalaw tomorrow night. We think of McGuire's Bridge on Thursday night, and here in Bethel on Friday night. Bless in each of these meetings. Give help to her sister Gillian and the minister of thy word, and all who will help and take part in the meetings, we ask. And we pray, Lord, that this work would be owned and blessed of thee, O God, even throughout this winter and autumn season, we ask. Father in heaven, we do pray for thy servants also in that mission tonight down in Newton Stewart. Bless our brother Colin and Noel. We thank thee for the visitors that have already been in, O God. And we pray, Lord, that as that mission gets underway and as it would continue, that the tide of blessing would rise, that many would gather in under the sound of thy word and be saved by the grace and power of God. Bless our land tonight, Lord. Remember other gospel missions on at this time. Think of the mission there in Oma and other places where there's gospel meetings on.
Bless all these special efforts, O God, we pray of Thee. Ministry meetings on at this time, we pray. And Father, we pray that our land, our province, would know a visitation of God. And we pray, Lord, for a turning of the tide. And we pray for days of revival and days of grace. Again, Lord, we thank Thee for the meeting last night down in Maynooth as well, and those who gathered in to hear the word of God. And Father, we pray that Thou wilt speak on to their hearts, and that Thou wilt save and beseech of Thee. And bless the outreach there on Saturday past, the tracts, the invites that were given out. May they not be discarded, O God, but Lord, may they be read. And as the people would read the printed page, we pray that precious souls would be made wise, O God, unto salvation. Abide with us now, we pray. Do our hearts good. Close us in, Lord, with Yourself. Bless us around Thy word, around the throne of grace and prayer. And have Thy way in every heart and in every life. We ask it all for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now we're going to turn tonight, please, in God's word to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter number 32. Genesis chapter number 32. I want to read from verse 24 of this chapter, going down to the end. While you're looking it up, we welcome all tonight in the Lord's name. It's good to see each one gathered in this evening. And our prayer is the Lord will bless you tonight around God's word and around the throne of grace and prayer. Remember the children's meetings and your prayers. Tomorrow night, Lisbalaw, Thursday night, McGuire's Bridge, and then Friday night here in Bethel, and then also the youth fellowship as well here on Friday night at 8 o'clock. We'll be bringing God's word to the young people. And then the services on the Lord's Day, Sunday school and Bible class at 11 a.m. morning worship service at 12 noon. The evening gospel meeting at 7. God willing, we'll be along to bring God's word. Pray for those meetings. Plan to join with us and invite and encourage others in under the sound of God's word. We're going to read together from Genesis chapter 32, beginning our reading at the verse number 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed them there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." And as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Amen. We'll end our reading there at verse 32, and our prayer is the Lord will bless this public reading of his eternal and infallible word to all our hearts. A little text of scripture I want us just to look at briefly tonight before we get down to prayer. And the final words there of verse number 26 of Genesis chapter 32. And he said, that is Jacob, as he addresses the Lord, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." Now, our Bible reading here tonight tells us about Jacob in prayer at that place in the Bible called Peniel. The word Peniel literally means the face of God. It was here that Jacob sought the Lord's face in prayer. And his meeting here with the Lord was really to mean that Jacob's life was never the same again. As a result of this meeting with the Lord on this particular occasion, the life of Jacob was never the same again. This was something he would remember to the very day he would leave this world and be called home
to glory. Now, it was a time in particular of fear, great fear, and great distress for Jacob. He was returning to the land of his kindred with his family and with all of his stock and all of his possessions that he had gathered up. Years prior to this, he had left his own homeland, and he had left it really as a fugitive, fleeing as a fugitive with virtually no possessions whatsoever, fleeing alone. And the reason for his flight years before this was because he had cheated his brother Esau out of the blessing. And as a result of that, Esau's wrath was kindled against Jacob. And Esau was intent on taking the very life of Jacob. And as a result of Jacob's mother's influence, Jacob was told to flee for his very life on that occasion. That's how it was when he had left his home. And now, under the instruction, indeed the guidance and the direction of God himself, Jacob is returning home. Returning home to his kindred and to the place where he was born. And upon this return, Jacob was afraid. He was afraid of meeting his brother Esau again for this very reason, because of what had happened in the past. He was afraid that his very life would be taken from him. Therefore, before he would meet with Esau on this occasion, Jacob did something that is very wise indeed, and that is he prayed. He sought the Lord. He called upon the Lord. And he was to wrestle with the Lord throughout the night until the breaking of the day to the morning daybreak. And the outcome was the preservation of Jacob's life. And from this night of prayer, Jacob's life was greatly changed, and greatly changed for the better. And our text this evening is part of Jacob's supplication on that memorable occasion when he wrestled with the Lord in prayer. He says to the Lord, in the words of our text, it says, "And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me." Now, tonight, as we would consider these words regarding Jacob's prayer at this place, Peniel, there are a number of important lessons I believe the Lord would have us to note as believers regarding this place where Jacob prayed. You'll see here, first of all, that it was a place of solitude, a place of solitude. In our text, it says, "And he said," that is Jacob, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." And the thing to note here at this point in time, there was only Jacob and the Lord. There was no one else here in this particular place. And if you go back to verse 24 of the chapter, you'll see that further emphasized. It says, "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day." Jacob here was all alone. There's no one else here but him and the Lord. He was in the place of loneliness. He had sent his family on ahead to meet with Esau. But here we have Jacob alone with the Lord. He's in the place of solitude. All other human contact is now gone. It is now taken from him. But it is here that Jacob meets with God, and he prevails with God in prayer, and he obtains the blessing of the Lord in this place of solitude. And dear brethren and sisters in Christ, there's a great lesson, an important lesson for us here as believers, and it is this, that if we also are to know victory and blessing in a place of prayer, then we too as Christians, we need to get alone with God in the place of prayer. Yes, there needs to be a place where every other distraction in our life is shut out, and it's only us and the Lord, and no one else, and nothing else between us and the Lord, but us and the Lord only in prayer. The hymn writer says, "Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone." How vital that is for the Christian. This was the practice of Isaac, the patriarch. Also, the Bible speaks to us about Isaac, and it says, "And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at eventide, after the busyness of the day, after all the work was done and the tasks were done, we're told in the scriptures that Isaac went out to meditate in the field at eventide, and all bound up on that word meditate is to pray and to seek the Lord and to fellowship with the Lord and to worship the Lord. And Isaac too was a man who knew what it was to get alone with the Lord. At the end of the day, it was his practice to get alone with the Lord. Over in Mark's gospel, we see how the Lord, he encourages his own disciples to get alone with himself. They had been very busy in the Lord's work, toing and froing. So busy that they'd hardly times it were to eat and to look after their physical needs. Yet the Lord, he spoke to them and he gave them an invitation. He says, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. He was exhorting them, inviting them, encouraging them to get alone with himself in the place of communion and fellowship and the place of prayer. Yes, dear people of God, we all live very busy lives, and one day seems to get busier than the other, and one week runs into another. However, as Christians, it's important that there is some part of our day that is kept for praying to the Lord alone. Some part of the day when we get alone with the Lord. And this is something we're encouraged to do here through our passage and through the scriptures. Turning your Bible over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 6. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 6. And look at, please, with me at verse number 6 of that chapter. And here the Lord is speaking to his children, to you and I who are saved. And he says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. That means a place apart, a place alone. Enter into thy closet, and when thou shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Getting alone with God in the secret place. Yes, we see here how Jacob was in the place of solitude. But not only was he in the place of solitude, we see something else here about Jacob at this time in prayer at Peniel, that he was also in the place of submission, the place of submission. In our text, he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And whenever Jacob uttered those words, he was in the place of submission and of being yielded to the Lord. You really see that coming out even in that expression, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. He's yielded here to the Lord. If you go down to verse number 25 of the chapter, it says there, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, that's the Lord, he touched the hollow of his thigh, touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And here we have Jacob wrestling with the Lord in prayer. You see there that the Lord touches his thigh bone and he causes it to dislocate. He causes it to go out of joint. Now the thigh bone, it is said, is the strongest bone in the human body, in the human frame, in the human anatomy. But this natural strength here we see of Jacob was now broken. His thigh bone was out of joint. That natural strength was now broken and was broken by the Lord during this time of prayer at this place, Peniel. And the thing here to see is this, that Jacob was now in the place of brokenness before the Lord. He was now in the place of submission before the Lord. His own self, well, his own natural strength, so to speak, was broken. He was now brought to the place where he had to cleave to the Lord, to that place where he had to wholeheartedly lean upon the Lord and lean upon no one else and lean upon nothing else but the Lord. Prior to this place, Peniel, the Bible tells us how Jacob, he crossed the ford Jabbok. Look at verse 22 there of the chapter. It says, and he rose up that night as Jacob and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons, and he passed over the ford Jabbok, over a brook, over a river by the name of Jabbok. In the original language of the Old Testament, that word Jabbok literally means the place of emptying. And that's really what happened to Jacob at Peniel. He was emptied of self, of his own natural strength, his own natural ability before the Lord. And he was now in that place where he could do nothing but lean upon the Lord and lean only upon the Lord. He was brought to the place of submission, the place of yieldedness, the place of brokenness before the Lord. And you know, that's a blessed place for any Christian to be in, the place of yieldedness before the Lord, the place of submission, the place of brokenness before the Lord. Brethren and sisters in Christ, if we are to be blessed of God, then we too need to be yielded to the Lord. Yes, as Christians, we need to be emptied of self and realize that there's nothing that we can do ourselves, naturally speaking, that will advance the cause of God and the work of God in our own lives and in our own day and generation. We must come to realize that. The Bible says it is not by might nor by power. It is not by our own strength, our own ingenuity, our own ability of man that we can accomplish or do anything in the work of God and the cause of Christ. This was something that Peter and the disciples were made to realize. Remember how they were out fishing in the Sea of Galilee all night, and the Lord came to them, and they met with the Lord. And what did Peter say to the Lord? He said, "Lord, we've toiled all night, and we have caught nothing." Peter was an experienced, skilled fisherman, and so were his friends, but they toiled all night, they caught nothing. What was the Lord doing? He was causing them to realize their own inability. Yet the Lord commanded them later on in that same account to launch out. And Peter says, "Nevertheless, at thy word, we will launch out into the deep." And the Lord was teaching them something. They'd been brought to the place of brokenness, the place of being yielded before the Lord, and to made to see that they could only accomplish anything in the work of God through the Lord's grace and through the Lord's strength. Dear child of God, that's what the Lord wants you and I to be in the work of God and the cause of Christ. The Bible says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God." We're to humble ourselves under God's mighty hand. Turning your Bible over to Psalm number 51. Psalm number 51 and the verse number 17. Look at what David says, and it says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." No doubt the background to that psalm was a time of brokenness in David's life, when he was broken and yielded before the Lord. But we're told here that a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. It's a wonderful study in the Scriptures to see the broken things that God takes up and blesses, and that God takes up and uses. Child of God, the pathway to blessing in our lives and in the work of God is the way of yielding to the Lord. It's the way of self-emptying. It's the way of brokenness before the Lord. Yes, Jacob was in the place of solitude. He was in the place of submission. Notice one final thing here tonight in connection with our text. He was in the place of blessing. In our text, he says to the Lord, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And whenever Jacob utters these words in prayer, he is specifically asking the Lord for blessing. He says right at the end of our text, "Bless me." He's specifically asking for blessing. He longed for the blessing of God upon him at this occasion. This was the burden of his heart. This was the passion of his soul. And he was steadfast in asking and seeking the Lord for this blessing. For he says also in our text, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." And brethren and sisters in Christ, that is how we also are to pray as Christians. Yes, we are to pray specifically, asking the Lord, leaning upon the Lord, looking to the Lord for blessing, blessing upon our lives individually as Christians, blessing upon the work of God that we're involved in and that we put our hand to. That is how Jabez prayed of old. He said, "Oh, that thou would bless me indeed, That is how the reapers prayed in the field of Boaz, for they said, "The Lord bless thee." They specifically asked for the Lord's blessing upon Boaz, and that is how we are to pray, seeking God for that blessing that comes from the Lord. And then we are to pray constantly and steadfastly. We're to continue in prayer. And that's how it was here with Jacob. He says, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." There was no letting go of God until he obtained the blessing. He was steadfast in prayer. And you and I as Christians are to be steadfast in prayer. Prayer is to be our continual work until the Lord comes, until the Lord calls us home to glory. And you'll see here how Jacob was greatly blessed when he prayed. He sought the Lord for blessing, and he was not disappointed. His prayer was not in vain. Look at verse 29 there of the chapter. It says, "And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it thou dost ask after my name? And it says, Then of the Lord, and he," notice it, "blessed him there." This particular place of Peniel, he blessed him there. And in this blessing, we see here how Jacob was strengthened spiritually. He now had power of God. We see that from what is said in verse number 28 of the chapter. And he said, "Thus the Lord said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And that speaks of how he now had power with God and with men as he had prayed, as he had sought the Lord. Something else here to note in this blessing: his life was preserved. He was kept safe from the hand of Esau, his brother. Look at verse 30 of the chapter. It says, "And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel." He says, "For I have seen God face to face." And notice what he says, "And my life is preserved." And when you go home tonight, read the following chapter. You'll see how he meets with Esau and his life is preserved. And his life is kept. He knew the preserving hand of God. And something else here in this blessing, his walk with God was changed. It was changed for the better. Look at verse number 31 of the chapter. It says of Jacob, "And he passed over Penuel, and the sun rose upon him." And it says, "And he halted upon his thigh." That shows there was a change in his walk before the Lord. Until the day that he died, he halted upon his thigh. This was a sign of a life of faith in the Lord. No longer was he leaning upon man. No longer was he relying upon scheming self. No, but rather from this day forth, he was to lean upon the Lord. That was the mark of his life. And brethren and sisters in Christ, here we see the great truth that it is no vain thing, no empty thing, to get alone with the Lord and to pray and to seek God. When we pray, we'll be blessed. When we pray as Christians, we will be strengthened. When we pray as Christians, we'll know God's preserving care and grace, and our lives will be changed more and more into the very image of Christ. The Bible says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." The hymn writer says, "If you would have your soul refreshed with rain that falls from heaven, you must pray through like all the rest, and showers shall be given." This is really what Jacob was doing here. He was praying through till he obtained the blessing of the Lord. He said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." Dear believer, tonight may this be your constant, steadfast spirit until Christ comes, or until he calls us home to glory. May God write his word and bless these truths to our hearts tonight. Well, maybe just turn again, please, in our hymn book before we get down to prayer, to hymn number 633. 633, "There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing sent from the Savior above." We'll sing the first verse, we'll sing the third verse, and the last verse. Verses 1, 3, and 5, along with the chorus, we'll stand as we sing 633.
Let us stand as we sing. There shall be showers.
shall we just get down to our time of prayer? Encourage as many as possible to pray, to take part, men and women, young and old alike. Let us pray one with another, one for another, and let there be no gaps. You get in there, the Lord will bless you, and the Lord will help you, and make you a blessing even to others in the prayer meeting. Remember, please, the services in your prayers tonight, over the weekend meetings, Sunday school, youth fellowship, all the children's meetings. Let us be much in prayer for them, especially for this below tomorrow night, that boys and girls would gather in. And then, of course, remember the harvest meetings in a few weeks' time and the mission at the end of October here with the Reverend John Morrow. Be much in prayer for that. Do remember, please, the sick and the elderly in your prayers, many connected with us on firm and no longer able to get out to God's house. And Miss Joan Wilson is ill in hospital, so do remember her in your prayers. And remember also the Reverend Gordon Dean. He had a serious cycling accident at the weekend and is ill in hospital. So do remember him in your prayers. And Colin and Noel there in the mission in Newton Stewart. Pray for the Consider Christ outreach. We had a meeting last night. There was two Roman Catholic people come in to the meeting, an elderly gentleman and a middle-aged lady as well. And we thank the Lord for them coming in and listening to the testimony and the preaching of God's word. And they took literature and copies of the scriptures with them. And then the place where the meeting as well, the manager of that, were able to give him a copy of the scriptures and literature as well. So just pray that God will speak through that. And remember our missionaries as well, at home and abroad. Maybe you could remember those labouring in Scotland, the Reverend Wesley Irwin, and our brother up in Rutherglen, and Mr. Reverend Tom Laverty up in Gardenstown, up in the north of the island. And then remember just our land as well, that we'd see seasons of refreshing and showers of blessing from on high. But encourage as many as possible to pray and to seek the Lord and to launch out in faith, step out in faith, and God will bless you and help you tonight in the place of prayer. Maybe ask our brother Noel Foy to lead us off in prayer, and then our brother Mr. Jeffrey Scott,